You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
One of the guys, Jim O'Neill, is excited to bring in the room. Said he plays like a Brown. He's got experience. He's got durability. He can get to the passer. He can help stop the run.
Pro bowler.
Pro bowler two-time. Randy Starks joined the team, and Randy Starks was on SiriusXM NFL Radio talking about coming to the Browns.
After 7 years in Miami, he's now a Brown, and he joins us now. Randy, Bruce Murray, Phil Savage, very good to have you with us. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks, you guys, for having me.
Well, Randy, congratulations to you on your signing with the Cleveland Browns. You've had an 11-year career going into year 12. What was it like in that interim time after being released from Miami before you signed with Cleveland? You've always had a team that you've been a part of over these years.
Well, you know, I had a feeling that was coming. You know, at the time, I didn't really know where I wanted to go. But, you know, right now I'm happy the Cleveland Browns, you know, have faith in me. And I'm just happy to be a part of the organization. I think it's a team that has a bright future. I'm just ready to be a part of Dogtown and also just ready to start my new chapter in my career.
Well, you said you had a feeling that it was coming. How does the whole situation play itself out? How is it communicated to you? Were there any conversations prior to the actual release?
Well, believe it or not, you know, some of you guys think that get a heads up, but for the most part, we find out just like everybody else do. And so, you know, I had a feeling that once Sue had signed, you know, as far as cap reasons, I knew the possibility that I would get released. So at the end of the day, I was prepared for it and I'm ready to move on.
Randy, what attracted you to the Browns? You're going to be part of a defensive line rotation with Phil Taylor, Billy Winn, Desmond Bryant, John Hughes. All those guys have been in place there, and you'll come in as probably a veteran mentor but also a contributor to that group. I could see you continuing being very productive for them.
Oh, that's my goal. I plan on being very productive, and I'm not just trying to go ahead and be a role guy, but I just think that they have a great, very good defense, very good defensive line, linebacker core, just all around. And I just think they have a chance to do something special, and I have no problem being part of that. They have a great organization. You know, they have a good crowd. The city of Cleveland, like everything about it is attracting to them.
Well, and you know, I assume you're impressed with the coaching staff there. You know, not necessarily Jim O'Neill, who's, you know, still got to establish himself, but Mike Pettine, who a lot of people come away with very impressed with. How much communication you had with him, and what's your first take on the coach?
Oh, I met him. You know, we met for an hour, and real good guy, family-oriented. At the same time, it's all about winning, and that's the same attitude, the same thing I told him that I'm at a point in my career where I'm trying to win. I'm trying to win games, trying to get to the playoffs. And we was on the same page.
Randy, since the Browns came back into existence in 1999, they've really struggled to stop the run. When I was the GM there, we just could never get a handle on stopping the run. This past year, 32nd in the league, gave up 141-plus yards per game. What is the key to improving and being a better run defense from a defensive line perspective, from your position?
I said one of the things is communication. Everybody has to be on the same page. You can't have half the guys getting one call and the other half playing another call. Everybody has to be on the same page. And once you get that done, then everything will take care of itself.
Well, how do you, I mean, obviously that's got to come from the coaches, but, you know, the players play a role in that too. You know, you said you're coming in there to be productive, not just to be, you know, a role player, but you are coming in there as a veteran leader. Now, there are other guys in that locker room, Carlos Dansby, you know, even Joe Hayden now has been around long enough to consider himself a veteran leader, Dante Whitner. But, you know, how do you come in and spread that message? How do you make sure this team gets to be playing on the same page?
One of the things I'm going to do, I'm going to go in part of the D-line room. I'm going to show my leadership, the things I learned over the years, knowledge that I've learned and pass on to these guys. You know, and I don't know everything. I'm still learning. But at the end of the day, I think I have enough knowledge where I can come and help. And overall, defense, you know, I'm not trying to come over here and take over the whole defense. You know, I'm just trying to take care of the defensive line. And I think as far as we take care of the defensive line, I think they'll take care of the defense itself and just help carry on because you have older guys and Dan's being, like you said, Hayden, you know, they have their respective positions. So, you know, my job is to make sure the defensive line is prepared.
Randy, you've had an amazing run in your career in terms of durability. You've played 14 games or more in all 11 seasons. What's been the key for you to stay healthy and be able to consistently be on the field and perform each Sunday?
I've just been blessed. I mean, you know, the Lord looked out for me. I haven't had any real injuries. I mean, it's football. You're going to have nicks and bruises, but, you know, I never had any major surgeries. And just stay healthy. And in all season, I just try to take care of my body. You know, even during the season, take care of my body, eat the right food, you know, ice when needed, stretch. Just take care of yourself. Take care of your body.
You know, obviously, you're looking very much forward to the new opportunity in Cleveland, but you know, the way things finished up in Miami, you know, such high hopes these last couple of years. 2 years ago, 8-6, final two games, and of course, struggles against Buffalo and the Jets. Last year, again, some great wins, and then a struggle down the stretch. You know, how disappointing were those two finishes, and what's the explanation? Does a team have to learn how to win those games in the month of December? Why did Miami struggle so much late in the season the last couple of years?
I guess lack of leadership could be. Just couldn't get the job done. I mean, things happen. And I think that's one of the things I could bring to the Browns. Like, I know what it takes. But when I've seen it happen, and I also seen where you're that close and it doesn't get done. So maybe if we're in a situation like that, a couple of words, some information, you know, a couple extra workout film work, get guys ready. Like, hey, I don't want to get in that same situation I was in Miami.
Hey, Randy, you mentioned leadership. As a defensive player, how much influence or impact does the quarterback and his leadership have on the opposite side of the ball?
I mean, at the end of the day, the team only goes as far as your quarterback. You know, that's some of the things people say. So one of the things for quarterback, you have to gain respect from your players. You know, you don't have to have the best numbers. You don't have to be having the most Pro Bowls. It's not about that. If you have the respect of your teammates, then I think that shows a lot right there. I'm not saying all these numbers, you have to be this guy, a name, but you have the respect of your players and you're a leader on the team.
How much does that concern you about the situation in Cleveland?
I mean, right now I'm a new guy. I'm just worried about what I have to do. I'm not worried about who the quarterback is or what's going on. We haven't even started an off-season workout yet, so I don't know what's going on right now. I'm just worrying about myself and trying to be the best player I can and contribute to this team.
Well, Randy, you're going to enjoy playing for Mike Pettine. He's a defensive-oriented head coach, but their defensive line coach, Anthony Weaver, of course, he was drafted out of Notre Dame, and I want to say he got 7 or 8 years in as a player himself. But he's a tremendous person. I think you'll enjoy your experience there with him.
Well, I'm very excited about the situation, very excited.
That was Randy Starks, his first interview since joining the Browns on SiriusXM NFL Radio. He's excited to come to this team. He's been durable. He's been reliable. He's coming to a defense that needs that big guy up front. He's going to play the three technique per Mike Pettine, get to work with a great defensive line coach in Anthony Weaver, and I think he is going to be a big part of this team. I'm excited about it.
Oh, absolutely. Me too. And again, the great thing about it is we strategically went out and sought after him. Carlos Dansby became a huge Randy Starks to Cleveland fan very early. And helped bring that, you know, process to the forefront of Ray Farmer's eyes and had him in here for a visit, and he left here with a contract. And I believe that this is a group that needs a little bit of experience because you've got Armani Bryant, a young player, John Hughes, who's been, you know, in and out of the lineup, Phil Taylor, who as well has been in and out of the lineup from an injury standpoint. And so you bring veteran leadership and also to the durability factor. And his ability to get in the backfield, be a disruptor, is the one thing that I love about him. And having been to the Pro Bowl in the eyes of his peers and the coaches in the National Football League, he was deservingly so and the best at his position for a few years in his career. Let's just hope he can do the same thing here in Cleveland.
And I think he'll help get some of that interior pressure. Last year, he didn't really play much on third down and still had, you know, the 4.5 sacks. I thought that he was productive. He can get to the quarterback. He can stop the run. He's a guy that you're going to expect to come in, play a lot of snaps in this rotation, and be a big integral part of this defensive line. And again, he's somebody that's bringing a veteran presence, veteran know-how. He's been in the league for a while. But at the same time, he knows what it takes and can help these young guys. There's still a lot of young guys
yes.
on this defensive line.
Absolutely, and that's what I look forward to. I look forward to seeing the sideline conversations when we're able to watch OTAs and watch training camp practice. you know, the opportunities that Starks will have with a Hughes to walk through a technique on the side when he doesn't necessarily have to, you know, and take the time out of his attention or of his time to help a young player understand why Jim O'Neill's expecting this type of move in this type of situation. And that's the stuff that a coach loves. And also, too, something that I'm sure Randy Starks exhibited in his opportunity to meet with O'Neill and Pettin and Ray Farmer on his visit here to Cleveland.
And that's something that, again, he brings that veteran leadership to this locker room. Because you look at the D-line, it is pretty young.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant's a veteran. Of course, Randy Starks is a veteran. But other than that, you know, Phil Taylor's still in his fifth year. Hughes has still got his extension but would have been on his rookie contract. Billy Wynn's on his rookie contract. Armani Bryant's on his rookie contract. So it is young. And you're talking about adding somebody in the draft that is also young.
Yes.
So it's good to kind of have that veteran. And basically, Starks is replacing Ataba Rubin. And I think for the Browns, that is certainly a win for this team and for this defense.
Oh, there's no doubt. And like I said, this will be Jim O'Neill talked about he thought this was a deep group and a very talented group going into 14, and in some cases why he made such a vocal statement that they will stop the run. That is something that they know great defenses have to do, and in some cases he's going to hang his hat on that, and he's going to rev up these guys. He's going to scheme for these guys and create a scenario for these guys to have the ability to freelance, yes, and get to the quarterback, but you must stop the run to create more opportunities to get to the quarterback, which is what every defensive lineman wants to do. Is everybody can rush the quarterback, but it's an attitude to stop the run.
It is an attitude to stop the run. You've got to be a bully, and that's what the Browns are going to be, according to defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill. Randy Starks hopefully will help that last year. Had some good moments against the run. Wasn't the best run defender, but he was in a different position than he will be in this defense, but was able to get to the quarterback effectively. One of the better pass-rushing defensive tackles in the National Football League, according to Pro Football Focus last season. When we come back, 216-578-0850, your last chance to get your phone calls into us as we wrap things up here on this Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.